Diwali, a festival of lights. On a bright Saturday morning, little Arav and his sister Anya woke up to the smell of something delicious wafting through their home. They eagerly ran to the kitchen to find their mother, Manisha, preparing sweets, and their father, Rohan, hanging colorful lanterns. The whole house seemed alive with decorations and excitement. "Mom and Dad, what's happening?" Arav asked wide-eyed. "Diwali is happening, my dear," said Manisha with a big smile. "We are preparing for the festival of lights." "But why do we celebrate Diwali every year? And why is everyone so busy?" asked Anya, still curious about all the decorations. "Ah, that's a wonderful question," said Rohan, lifting Anya onto his laps and motioning Arav to sit beside him. "Diwali is one of the most important festivals in our Indian culture. It's not just about lighting lamps and bursting firecrackers. There's beautiful story and deep meaning behind it," said Rohan to his kids. "Let me tell you about it," began Manisha, joining them in the living room. "Let me tell you the story of Diwali," said Manisha. "Long, long ago, there was a prince named Rama," Manisha started. "He was brave, kind, and loved by everyone. In his kingdom of Ayodhya. But one day, due to some unfortunate events, Lord Rama was sent into exile for 14 years, along with his wife Sita and his loyal brother Lakshmana. They lived in the forest, away from their kingdom," narrated Manisha. She continued, "During their time in exile, a powerful demon king named Ravana abducted Mata Sita and took her to his kingdom, Lanka. Ravana was a fierce ruler who caused a lot of sufferings, but he was also very clever and strong. However, Lord Rama, with the help of his loyal friends like Hanuman, the monkey god, managed to defeat Ravana in an epic battle and bring Mata Sita back. On the other hand, the people of Ayodhya missed their beloved prince and eagerly waited his return to the kingdom," added Rohan. "After 14 long years, Lord Rama along with Mata Sita and brother Lakshmana finally returned home to celebrate their arrival. The people of Ayodhya lit rows of oil lamps or diyas all across the kingdom. They decorated their homes, prepared sweets, and celebrated with joy, marking the victory of good over evil, light over darkness. This is why we celebrate Diwali, to remember how light and goodness will always prevail. Aarav's eyes sparkled with excitement. So Diwali is about celebrating the return of Prince Rama. Yes, Manisha nodded, but it is also much more than that. In different parts of India, people celebrate Diwali for various reasons, with each tradition carrying its own meaning. Rohan explained, in some parts of India, people worship Goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity, on Diwali night. They believe that Goddess Lakshmi visits home that are clean and well lit, blessing them with abundance and good fortune. So that's why we decorate our homes and light lamps everywhere. Also, Manisha added, in some places, people celebrate the bond of family and community. They gather, share food and sweets, and enjoy each other's company. Diwali is not just a religious festival. It's a cultural celebration that brings people together, no matter their background. It's time to forgive and forget, continued Rohan, and to spread love and kindness. Diwali reminds us to let go of old grudges, to make new friends, and to appreciate what we have. It's about spreading light in every sense, not just lighting diyas, but also lighting up our hearts with compassion, generosity, and joy, said Rohan to his kids. After hearing the story of why Diwali is celebrated, Aarav and Anya's faces lit up with excitement. They both jumped up, eager to help with the preparations. "What can we do, Mom?" asked Anya, her eyes twinkling. "Well," Manisha smiled, "how about helping me make some sweets? We are going to make laddus, burfis, and your favorite jalebis." Anya clapped her hands in delight and they went to the kitchen. Manisha taught the kids how to shape the laddus. Their little hands sticky with ghee and flour. And they laughed together as they worked. Meanwhile, Rohan took Arav outside to help him set up the diyas along the driveway. Together, they arranged small earthen lamps, filling each one with oil and placing cotton wicks inside. "Dad," Arav asked, looking at the rows of lamps, "what does the light of these diya mean?" Rohan looked thoughtful. "The light from these diyas represent knowledge, hope, and goodness. When we light a diya, we are inviting these qualities into our lives. We are saying that we want our hearts and minds to be filled with good thoughts and actions, just as these lamps fill the dark night with light," said Rohan. As the sun began to set, the house looked beautiful with its decorations and the warm glow of the diyas. Manisha and Rohan led the kids to the family shrine where they performed the Diwali puja, offering prayers to Lord Ganesha and Goddess Lakshmi. Manisha explained to Arav and Anya, "We pray to Lord Ganesha to remove any obstacles from our lives, and we pray to Goddess Lakshmi for health, prosperity, and happiness. But remember, praying isn't just about asking for things. It's also about being grateful for everything we have," said Manisha. The kids watched attentively as their parents performed the puja, ringing the bell and offering flowers and sweets to Lord Ganesha and Goddess Lakshmi. The family then lit some diyas inside the temple and sang a few traditional hymns together, filling the room with a peaceful and a spiritual ambience. After the puja, Rohan took the kids outside for some firecrackers. He carefully chose a few safe, child-friendly sparklers and fountains while reminding Arav and Anya about the importance of being responsible and safe. As they lit the sparklers, Arav exclaimed, "Look, Dad, it's like mini firework." The kids laughed and twirled around, holding their sparklers, watching the little burst of light that faded into the night. Remember, Rohan told them, Diwali isn't about burning too many firecrackers, as they can harm the environment and animals. A few sparklers to enjoy, and then lots of diya is all we need, said Rohan to his kids. Back inside, Manisha had laid out a grand feast with all kinds of traditional dishes, from the spicy samosas to fragrant pulao, along with the sweets they had made together. Some neighbors and close friends joined them, and the house buzzed with laughter and conversations. As they sat down to eat, Manisha asked the kids, "Do you know why sharing a meal with family and friends is so special on Diwali?" Anya thought for a moment and replied, "Because Diwali is about being thankful and spending time with loved ones." Exactly, Manisha beamed. Celebrating Diwali with friends and family makes it more meaningful. We eat together, laugh together, and create memories that make our bonds stronger. Diwali is a time to connect with each other, appreciate our blessings, and spread happiness, explained Manisha to her kids. When the night finally came to an end, Arav and Anya went to the bed feeling warm and happy. As they lay there, Arav turned to his sister and whispered, "I think Diwali is my favorite festival now. It's like a day full of magic, love, and light." Anya nodded, agreeing with a sleepy smile. "Me too. I can't wait to celebrate it every year," said Anya. Their parents, overhearing them, smiled to themselves, feeling grateful that kids had not only enjoyed the day, but had also understood the deeper meaning of Diwali. Rohan and Manisha knew that this Diwali, their children had gained not just memories of sparklers and sweets, but also an appreciation to their culture and its timeless values. And with that, the family celebrated a Diwali filled with love, light, and laughter, creating beautiful memories to carry forward into each new year. Well, this is a story about a family that learns and loves to celebrate Diwali